This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 280,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are nearly 4.1 million confirmed infections. Both China and South Korea reported new spikes in coronavirus cases Sunday, setting off fresh concerns in countries where local outbreaks had been in dramatic decline. China reported 14 new cases on Sunday, its first double-digit rise in 10 days. 11 of the 12 domestic infections were in a northeastern province, and one in Hubei, whose capital Wuhan was the epicenter of the global pandemic. The Jilin cases prompted authorities to raise the threat level in one of the counties, Shulan, to high risk, just days after downgrading all regions of the country to low risk. Authorities said the Shulan outbreak originated with a 45-year-old woman who had had no recent travel or exposure history, but spread it to her husband, her three sisters, and other family members. Train services in and out of the county were being suspended through the end of the month. Responding to the latest cases, the Jilin Communist Party secretary and its highest official told local media that epidemic control and prevention is a serious and complicated matter, and local authorities should never be overly optimistic, war-weary, or off guard. In the U.S., more than 78,000 people have died, and the number of confirmed infections exceeds 1.3 million. This, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has harshly criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, calling it an absolute chaotic disaster. This is VOA News. Three members of the White House Corona Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even one of the nation's most secure buildings is immune from the virus. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and a leading member of the task force, has become nationally known for his simple and direct explanations to the public about the coronavirus and COVID-19, the disease it causes. Also quarantining are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, Stephen Hahn. Fauci's institute said that he has tested negative for COVID-19 and will continue to be tested regularly. It added that he is considered at relatively low risk based on the degree of his exposure and that he would be taking appropriate precautions to mitigate the risk to personal contacts while still carrying out his duties. While he will stay at home and telework, Fauci will go to the White House if called and take every precaution, the institute said. In other COVID news, Germany scrambled to contain fresh outbreaks at slaughterhouses, and Italian authorities worried that people were getting too friendly at cocktail hours during the country's first weekend of eased restrictions. The new flare-ups and fears of a second wave of contagion underscored the dilemma authorities face as they try to reopen their economies. Around the world, the U.S. and other hard-hit countries are wrestling with how to ease curbs on business and public activity without causing the virus to come surging back. In Brazil, supporters of Brazil's president blocked streets in the capital this weekend in defense of the country's leader amid mounting criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and allegations of police interference. Dancing in the streets and chanting in favor of their president, his supporters expressed their criticism of the country's Congress and Supreme Court. Brazil's president has come under fire for the replacement of the federal police chief in Rio de Janeiro, where two of his sons are under investigation. The president has denied he has interfered in the appointments to shield his son, as alleged by his former justice member who resigned on April 24th, saying the president was pressing him to change police chiefs. And some sad news. Little Richard, one of the chief architects of rock and roll, has died after battling bone cancer. He was 87 years old.